Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I come to you on this Wednesday morning, the day after pitchers and catchers have reported for spring training. That's a baseball reference, so those of you who are unaware, Major League Baseball spring training is beginning and teams are welcoming pitchers and catchers this week, and by the weekend, their full rosters, where returning players will be coming, potential new players, new signees, and non-roster invitees. Players who are unlikely to make the team will all be gathered for anywhere, depending on how long they stay on the roster, until opening day in 6 weeks from now. And it occurs to me as I think about spring training and players returning, it reminds me that, I mean, some of those players will return with every expectation of making the team, being on the roster on opening day, their position solidified. And others will come with the hopes of maybe being able to do something new and different. Either they're on the downhill part of their career and try and renew it, or some of them trying to make a big league roster for the first time. And so they all come with different expectations for the time together, and yet during that time, they think they know what's going to happen, and many of them may be surprised. Some veterans may not make the roster, may be traded, may actually even get injured, and some newer players might surprise the coaches and actually make the team. Spring training, therefore, is a time of not just renewal, but an opportunity to do things new and different. If you come into spring training rested and in shape, you can affect how your spring training goes, perhaps. If you come in out of shape, you will affect how it goes. And I think the same is true for us whenever we come to worship. There's an opportunity. I'm standing in our sanctuary. There's an opportunity when we come to worship to be refreshed, restored, to put aside the things that have gone before and lean in with hope for what is to come. For we come to worship each from a different place in life, each with a different set of experiences, each with a different set of expectations for the day or week ahead, not knowing how God might meet us and what the future might hold for us, but trusting that God does have a future for us and placing our trust and confidence in Him. But as we come, we are refreshed, restored, invited into thinking about what might be new for the new week, hopefully given the energy and what we need, fuel for the journey, literally and figuratively. So I invite you to think about spiritual practices, worship, prayer, reading scripture, gathering with other folks and talking about theological things, which are just, it's about God. That you too might be refreshed and renewed and restored, that God may be preparing you for a new season ahead as these Major League Baseball players are preparing for this season ahead. I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about spring training and the season that will begin in the end of March. And right now, every team is in first place. Every team is undefeated. So there's a ton of potential out there, just as there is a ton of potential for each of us who rely on the grace and the love of Jesus Christ that we might start anew each and every day. Well, I hope you've enjoyed spending a little part of this day, of this week, with me, and I look forward to seeing you in worship and or next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.